From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. When it comes to fact-checking the growing debate over Florida's proposed constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana, well, let's just call it a target-rich environment. But in the case of the medical marijuana amendment, there are certain claims that can't be fact-checked, only explained. Greg Kopp with our sister station in Tampa, WUSF, talked with PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen about one such case.
A group called Vote No On Two has a website dedicated to pointing out what it calls loopholes in the ballot issue. Among them, it says that the proposal would let almost anyone give out marijuana to patients. Vote No On Two says it will be easier to become an Amendment 2 caregiver legally empowered to distribute pot than it will be to get a driver's license. They call it the drug dealer loophole. Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida has spent some time checking that claim out. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Josh, will it be that easy to be declared a caregiver and distribute medical marijuana?
Well, as you noted, the simple answer is we simply don't know yet. I mean, the safe answer would probably be no, and that's because we can look at what other states have done about this. But the thing about the amendment in place here is that it is just the amendment. It's the ballot language that you'll have to look at. It's around, you can read it, but it's very bare bones because it leaves a lot of things up to the state to decide should the amendment pass. Now, in this case, the Department of Health would set up regulations on who could be a caregiver. The amendment itself only defines a caregiver as someone who is 21 years of age or older and has willingly agreed to distribute marijuana to patients. And the reason that this is even in the amendment is in order for people to legally have access to medical marijuana. You would think if someone had a debilitating condition, they can't necessarily run to the drugstore and get it themselves. So this is something that would allow people to access their medicine for them.
And there are a lot of these issues surrounding the amendment because as it's written, it has the state and the state legislature, and as you pointed out, the Department of Health, coming up with how to implement this legalization of medical marijuana.
That's right. You know, and in this one in particular, we're looking at what other states have done. A lot of states, they say you can't have prior drug convictions. A lot of states say you can't have any violent offenses whatsoever.
Josh, South Florida Congresswoman and Democratic Party Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been taking some heat lately for her questioning of the idea of legalizing medical marijuana. And now a group called Americans for Safe Access has taken aim at her in a TV ad.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz thinks it's okay for medical marijuana patients to go to federal prison. On May 30th, she voted against an amendment that would respect Florida's new laws and protect Florida's patients.
Josh, does Wasserman Schultz think federal law ought to trump state law if the medical marijuana amendment passes in the fall?
Well, we rated this one mostly false. The amendment they're talking about was to an appropriations bill, in effect saying the federal government could not go after medical marijuana patients. The problem with this is that there is currently a guideline through the Attorney General's office that says that anyway. Because this is radio, we can't see that during that advertisement, it is showing a picture of Kathy Jordan, an elderly patient who suffers from Lou Gehrig's disease. And the implication there is that maybe Debbie Wasserman Schultz wants to go after all these elderly patients who are taking it for these debilitating diseases. But that's really not the case. That's not what her vote was for. She just didn't want to codify something that was already being followed. So we called it mostly false.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. It's kind of tough to be a fact checker on things that haven't happened yet, isn't it?
Well, the good news is we hope to be in business next year and the year after that, so we'll take a look at them later.
That was PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen speaking with WUSF's Craig Kopp. And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?